Good morning, everybody. It is 6 a.m. here in Sacramento, California. Welcome to another Motivational Monday. By the way, this is your favorite host, and you have tuned in to the best of the best podcasts out there, The Breakdown Cast. All right, today I want to talk about when things don't go your way, when, you know, the way you want them to in life. So I am a firm believer in the fact that we all as individuals have things that we want to achieve in our life, but when adversity happens, many of us will fold and we'll give up and we'll let life take over. And the main question I want to start off with is, how much adversity are you willing to go through to get what you want? How much uncomfortability are you willing to face to get to the place you are seeking to go? Because I'm sure everybody will agree with me on this one, right? That life is not a straight line. There will be obstacles. You will get knocked on the ground. You will stumble, right? So the question is, what will you do in those moments? What will you do once you get fired up with all this emotion and you say, yeah, I'm gonna start this business, I'm gonna, you know, get up early, I'm gonna create this, create that, and then when the next day rolls around, what do you do? How committed are you willing to stay to yourself when you say you're gonna do something? I believe life will test you to see how badly you want what it is that you say you do, that you want. I don't think wealth is measured by money. I believe it's measured by your character. How do you respond when you get something you want and then you lose it? Right? That's a good question. You become a great athlete and then you get injured. Your life becomes successful and all these opportunities are rolling in. Then you go through something traumatic and it makes you question yourself. It makes you question your belief system and your strength. What will you do in these moments? I believe your character is defined in these moments and not in the glorious moments. We all know what to do when something good happens to us. That is why I ask, how badly do you want something, right? How badly do you want that thing? How are you moving through your life with intention? I believe moving with intention looks like doing everything with purpose, right? A few years ago in 2018, I deactivated my personal social media account because I felt like I was allowing it to take a toll on my emotional state, my mindset, right? And I didn't have a set timeline for it, but I ended up deleting it for an entire year before I reactivated it. And that was the most productive year that I've ever had, right? I kept my business account and it forced me to keep my head up when I'm walking around and not just look down at my phone. And I had time to observe a lot of people. And I noticed when people are waiting for something, waiting for class, many of us are scrolling on our phones, right? I remember using my waiting time to read a book. I read more books last year. That year in 2018, I fasted 2 times a week. I got more involved in class and I made more connections with people in person, right? 70% of my subscribers and my followers are mainly people that I met in person because I networked verbally with people and made connections with people. So that's why, you know, that's why I'm more intentional now about my social media. And I learned that social media can be a tool or it can be a distraction. And I decided to use it as a tool and be intentional about what I'm trying to build. After a year went by and I reactivated my personal account, I started becoming more intentional about what I was posting, right? I always had an intention behind everything I did. My whole point here is that when something is becoming a barrier in your life, what are you willing to do about it? What changes are you willing to make to become a better person or to overcome adversity? Like when with a traumatic experience, that can look like getting help, therapy, community, spiritual enhancement, gratitude. It won't be easy, but in order to put things in perspective in your life, you have to ask yourself these important questions on how to get to where you're trying to get. How badly do you want it? How badly do you want to achieve it? Right? If you have a lot of projects on your plate, are you willing to get uncomfortable and wake up at 4 a.m. to edit a video, to study for an exam, to design your business cards, to design your website? You know, when people use the excuse, I don't have enough time, I don't think that's true. I think you do have time and I think you're going to make time for what's important to you, right? It took me a while to start waking up at 4 a.m. I had to start at 5:30 and then over time I wake up earlier, right? And now I wake up at 3:50. I actually just got a big opportunity to work on a big video project for Sac State added to my plate, and that's going to require more from me. And I have to be ready to work on top, to work on that on top of being a full-time student and working 25 hours a week and working on a documentary and this podcast and writing a script and having scheduled shoots throughout February and April, the list goes on, right? I can only make time for self-care, family, and God. So what hoops are you willing to jump through? Because, you know, because with every goal comes a price and it comes a sacrifice, right? Just remember, the cost of discipline weighs ounces, but the weight of regret weighs tons, right? But that is all I have for you guys today. Thank you guys so much for your support. If you like what you're listening to, keep tuning in. Make sure to follow my Instagram page at The Breakdown Cast and at LEYAA_42 to stay updated with new episodes coming. I air a new episode bi-weekly at 6 a.m. for a Motivational Monday right here on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, and many more platforms. Again, this is your host, Aaliyah Osmer, and this is The Breakdown Cast.